Later this morning, the man who led one of Mexico's most feared drug cartels will be in a federal court just across the border in California. Mexico extradited the drug lord earlier this month. He faces charges including money laundering, murder, and trafficking hundreds of tons of cocaine from Tijuana to the United States. From San Diego, Amy Isaacson reports.
The crimes of Benjamin Arellano are like a gory catalog of murder and mayhem. After years of legal wrangling, he's facing justice in the United States.
I'm still shocked that he's here at all.
John Kirby is a former federal prosecutor who helped indict Benjamin.
Benjamin Arellano had connections throughout the upper reaches of Mexico, the government and the clergy and the military. And I am shocked that they've allowed him to come here.
To understand how important Benjamin is, you have to go back to Tijuana in the 1980s. Then he was larger than life. It's said that he dined at Tijuana's finest restaurants and had his own tables at the hottest discos. Victor Clark has studied drug trafficking in Tijuana for more than two decades.
There are waiters who tell us that they built their houses with the tips the Arellanos left over the years.
Benjamin and his brother, Ramon, started out smuggling cigarettes and blue jeans from the United States to Mexico. Their uncle was one of Mexico's most powerful drug traffickers. When that uncle was arrested, he divided up his business. The Arellanos inherited Tijuana. Benjamin was the cartel's brain. He bought off businessmen, politicians, and law enforcement officials. Ramon was the brawn. Clark says together they tortured and killed hundreds of people to control their turf.
People murdered and tossed in the street. We've never seen that before at the border. Bodies wrapped in blankets. New ways of killing people.
At its peak, U.S. government officials say the cartel supplied 40% of cocaine in the U.S. But a turning point came in 1993. That's when the cardinal in Guadalajara was murdered. The authorities pinned it on the Arellanos. That curdled public opinion. Benjamin and Ramon went underground, but their business continued. Then a huge break in the case came when Ramon was killed in a shootout in the resort town Mazatlan in 2002. John Kirby, the former assistant U.S. attorney, says after that, witnesses suddenly began to cooperate, whereas prior...
They thought Ramon would find out and kill their family.
A month later, Mexico arrested Benjamin. This song by Los Tucanes de Tijuana memorializes that capture. It describes how authorities descended on Benjamin's house, American style. U.S. and Mexican government officials hail Benjamin's extradition as an example of their joint attack on drug cartels. David Shirk directs the Transborder Institute at the University of San Diego. He says it took a lot of hard work and diplomacy to get Benjamin on U.S. soil.
It is an important symbolic development, and it is an important potentially intelligence advantage for U.S. law enforcement, but it's not a game changer.
That's because the Arellano gang still has a hold on drug smuggling in Tijuana, just under new leaders. But today, its one-time leader, Benjamin, will be shackled in a San Diego courtroom to face justice. For NPR News, I'm Amy Isaacson in San Diego.